Thanks everyone for being here. We'll open up this press conference with Don Berry, WBNS.
Coach, take a look at the quarterback race as you saw it on Saturday. What jumped out and what should we take away from what we saw, I guess?
Well, one thing, I met with the quarterbacks and, you know, I made the comment that the only thing that was different about Saturday's practice was the fact that, you know, we had students there and we had the media there. Other than that, it was just another practice. But what it does make you realize is how important every rep is. And that's, you know, my job, and that's Billy Fessler and Brian Hartline's job, is to make sure that, you know, they understand every single play matters. And we got to get better every day. That being said, it's been, you know, three guys getting after it every day, improvement across the board. You know, there's been good days on all fronts, but then there's been other days not so good. They're growing, they're learning. You know, there's nobody that's that much further ahead of the other one right now, so they're going to continue to compete, and this is a big week for them, and Saturday will be a big day for them as well, get in front of everybody and have an opportunity to compete.
Folks, we keep it to one question. Dave Biddle, 24/7 Sports.
Speaking of QB competitions, you're here a little over a year, and you had to deal with Joe Burrow versus Dwayne Haskins. How nerve-wracking was that for you at the time, and how has that helped you, I don't know, in subsequent QB competitions?
It's nerve-wracking when you don't have a quarterback. You know, it's a good problem when you have a room full of quarterbacks, and that's part of the process is finding the right one and trying to do the best decision you can. And there's a lot that goes with it. And you know, in that situation, you know, had two great quarterbacks, and they both had great careers. So that's not the one that's as nerve-wracking. When nerve-wracking is when you don't have one. So. But yeah, every year there's just been, you know, a different challenge, you know, figuring out who that guy's going to be and figuring out where their growth takes them. This is a situation where you have Lincoln, who's been here now for 3 years, and Julian, you know, just for a year, and then Tavian just showed up. So all in three different points of their career, but all still learning and growing. None of them really have, you know, a ton of significant playing experience.
Is this one going
to be Rocky? We'll see. Yeah, we'll see. I think that there's been good play. You know, there's been mistakes made, but that's part of growing. You know, now the question is, are you going to continue to make the same mistakes over and over again? That's when, you know, we start to get nervous. But right now, we're still kind of in that growth phase and learning phase.
Andy Anders, 11 Warriors.
I know. I'm sure it's similar on the offensive line, still in that learning and growing phase. But we've seen, obviously, Austin Cervell work plenty of tackle, and he was with the ones at that position on Saturday. How much of a factor is he in that right tackle competition?
Yeah, I think Austin's had a very good spring. He's been playing multiple positions, and I think he's a true swing player who can do both guard and tackle, and he's shown to be able to do that. And a part of that is being able to handle it mentally, making that jump. And, you know, so he's been doing a good job of that. And like we talked about in here before, having a primary position and then a secondary position is something that we've focused on. So, you know, he's getting to the point where I think he could start at either guard or tackle.
Steve Hellwagon, 24/7 Sports.
Yeah, Coach, obviously we just saw a snippet of the 12 days that you've had so far the other day, but it was hard to not notice what Lincoln Kuenholz was doing. Just your, assessment of him and what's been good, what does he need to continue to work on, and is he in the thick of this right now?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, you saw his potential on some of the throws that he made. You saw his athleticism show. We did at a point make the quarterbacks live, I think, which is the first time I've ever done that. But I felt like it was important for them. And that was good to see them, you know, move in the pocket and understand what live bullets are going to be like. And we're I think that's behind us now, but we got that in, and that was good. But I think that Lincoln and I think it's the same for all the quarterbacks. We're trying to make the routine plays routinely. And I know you've heard me say that before, but like that's really important to keep the offense moving. And we have good skill players. We have good pieces around them. You know, if they can just keep the offense on track on first and second down and then play good, smart football on third down, make the throws in a red zone, and then when it's time to win the game in a two-minute drill, like that's when they have to be special. Right now we're at the point where we just need to make routine plays routinely. We've seen them make the spectacular. We need them to make routine plays and be consistent. And sometimes that can be boring, but that's playing the position of quarterback. And all it takes is one or two plays to ruin your entire day. You know, we've been there before. you know, where a quarterback can play really, really good, but one play could ruin the entire afternoon in the game. So, you know, I'm kind of bouncing around on you, but with Lincoln, I think that's the case, but it's like that with all the quarterbacks.
Jake Trotter, ESPN.
Yeah, Ryan, what's your expectation with Jeremiah in year two, and where can he continue to develop and grow given how young he still is?
I think everybody on the team is at a different point, and that was the message today to the team, that everybody has to continue to get better when they're on the field. Now, where is, you know, Jeremiah as opposed to, you know, Tavian St. Clair or Devin Sanchez? They're different points. But, you know, for Jeremiah, it's like, how do I get that 1% better every day? And a lot of it is, you know, learning how to become a good teammate, learning how to, you know, encourage the other guys around him to play winning football, which he does. But you're starting to see him come out of his shell a bunch. You know, he's done some route work inside in the slot, which is, you know, mostly he was outside last year. We're going to increase his route tree as time goes on. So, I mean, there's a lot of things that he can improve on, certainly, but getting more and more experience is part of it, but also just, you know, growing into his position and his personality on the team.
Tony Gergman, Buckeye Huddle.
Ryan, what did Quincy Porter do to be the first freshman to lose his black stripe?
He was productive. He made a lot of contested catches. You guys were able to see that. We've seen a lot of that leading up to this point. And, you know, we don't like to get those black stripes off too early for the freshman, but he earned it, especially in a competitive live day like that, to make some of those catches. And he had a couple of catches before you guys even got in there that day that kind of lit up the group. So I like just how gritty he was, how competitive he was, and he's showing toughness, again, making those contested physical catches. And so if he can keep playing like that, he's going to find himself playing a lot of football this year.
Pat Murphy.
Ryan, going back to Jeremiah, we saw the students just mob to him afterwards. I imagine off the field he's dealing with the stardom that comes with what he accomplished last year. How do you help him manage that side of things while also doing, you know, the on-field stuff that you just talked about?
Well, Jeremiah is a fairly private person, so that is in his favor. But we've talked about it, and, you know, every time a situation like this comes up, we need to have a plan. CJ Barnett has a big part in this, and, you know, we talked about that, and we spoke with Jeremiah even for that event there, what the plan was. You know, he's become obviously just kind of a complete lightning rod. I mean, you see him and it's just, you know, everybody lights up, because not only what type of player he is, but who he is as a person. He's got that smile that just lights up a room, and he's just magnetic personality. So you know, all the recruits, when they come in, you ask them, so who'd you like at practice? You know, every single one of them say Jeremiah Smith. But I think with him, it's not just the ability of what he does on the field. It's how he works. It's his personality, his humility, all those things. So, but to answer your question, yeah, I mean, we have to put a plan together. You know, he's in the city of Columbus. He's one of the most high-profile players, you know, in the country, and certainly one of the most high-profile people in the state of Ohio now, and that's really the reality. So putting that in place, and I know fans respect that. You know, he's also still just, you know, a young man trying to find his way. And he is, you know, when you look at him, you don't think of it like that. But he is. And so we put a good plan together to make sure that he has what he needs.
Spencer Holbrook, Letterman Row.
Ryan, 2 years ago, you guys had Cody as like a third linebacker to help out the defense. Last year was Arvell. With Peyton, it seemed like every time he looked up, he was making a play around the ball. Do you see that for him this year? What kind of impact can he have in your guys' defense?
Yeah, I think Peyton Pierce is thriving right now with, you know, having James and having Matt there. Matt certainly has a great background in linebacker play and, you know, just some of the new things and some of the schemes and techniques that are going on. You know, he's a guy that understands football at a high level. He's a great tackler. He was a high school wrestler. He can really see it. And, you know, I think he's really coming into his own. He was coming off an injury, coming out of high school, getting here, and then you know, you have that freshman year. Now he's got a whole off season to really train, and he's playing well here. So he's seeing things well. He's playing fast, and this is another guy that's going to have a big impact for us this year.
Dylan Davis, Delaware Gazette.
Going back to the quarterback, I just want to follow that up. You said that not none of them have much of a gap. Is there a gap at all, even if it's small? Do you feel like one guy is, I don't say leading the race, but he's done enough to say, like, hey, he's put his best foot forward?
I think it's fair to say that Tavian has probably the longest way to go just because of just the lack of experience. I think it's easy to see. You guys saw it on Saturday, the talent and his ability to run, his athleticism, the arm. You know, he has all those things. He just needs to play more. He needs to see it more. The game's just moving really fast for him right now, but he's picking it up. He's getting it every day. So I'd say he probably has the farthest way to go, and then Lincoln and Julian are you know, pretty much neck and neck right now.
Austin Ward, Rivals.
Ryan, when you made that decision to let them go live, I think you may have done that another practice before Saturday. That's a calculated risk and one you've said you never wanted to take before. Why was that different this time, and what was the thought process to get there? Did you have to take a deep breath?
I think all three of them needed it for different reasons. I'll start with Tavian. You know, Tavian, you know, coming in and seeing the speed of all this, we're not going to do it in the preseason, so this was really about the only time we could do it. And I felt like he needed to feel the speed of the game, you know, because the first time is going to be against Texas, you know, and if the first game wasn't Texas, I don't know if we would do it, but it is, so we got to be ready. Lincoln, you know, other than that, the bowl game, he really hasn't played a lot of significant football. So you start to get into a rhythm of practicing as opposed to playing. So you're sitting in the pocket, you start to feel like, you know, you almost have a unrealistic view of your protection in there and getting a feel for that part of it. I also felt like he needed to let, you know, he's bigger, stronger, more athletic than he's been. And I feel like he needed to let his athleticism go with some of the pocket movement things, some scrambles, just to feel what that is like. So I wanted to make sure, you know, he got a feel, because when you're standing there as a quarterback and you know you're live, that's just a whole different feel, you know, being a quarterback, knowing what that's like. I thought that was important. And then lastly with Julian, and again, you know, he had a few snaps last year, but hadn't really played, you know, college live football. And so I wanted to just get that feel of what that was like. And, you know, when you're in the pocket and you get too much depth and the defensive ends are rushing up the field, you know, that's a sack. You know, they're gonna whiz by you to stay off the quarterback, because that's what we do. But you got to feel what that is like. And so I felt like that was important for all three guys for different reasons. But, you know, that's probably the hardest thing for a young quarterback to understand, is standing in the pocket, when to stand in there, when to slide and create, and when to escape. And if you're not live, it's really hard to replicate that. So felt like it was important. Everybody came out alive, and so I think we feel good about that.
Stephon Kreisky, Cleveland.com.
We got to see Devin get his opportunities, whether it be against Quincy, some lineup against Jeremiah. Just where do you feel, you know, he's developing the most, and how much did he kind of capitalize on those opportunities Saturday or other practices that he's had?
You said Devin?
Yeah.
He just going against great wide receivers every day, and that was part of the recruiting process with him and a lot of our guys, is that you're going against great players every day across the ball, and that's how you get better. And so, you know, he's had some really good snaps, and then ones that he's grown from and learned from. But he's very, very competitive, and just like any great corner, he's got a short memory, moves on to the next one and grows from it.
Rob Aller, Columbus Dispatch.
You're coming off a season where you broke through, won it all, and you like to talk about process. Do you feel like you've found the sweet spot, and it's going spring into fall is just rinse and repeat? Or, like, how do you navigate this? Just do the same thing we did last year as close to possible?
Right. No. You know, it's coming off of last year, my initial first 2 weeks after the season was, okay, I wasn't even thinking about anything moving forward. Boy, we have to take a step back in spring. We just played 16 games. It's a long year. We have to be really smart. Our roster goes to 105. We can't afford to lose anybody. Got about a week and a half into spring and realized, you know, the guys who left played a lot of football. The majority of these guys haven't played a lot of football. We need about 5 more weeks of spring football. We do. So we're going to petition the NCAA to see if we can get 5 more weeks, but I don't think they're going to pass that one. So it's actually become one of the most physical spring balls we've ever had. Now, guys like Caleb, guys like Sonny, you know, some of the older guys, we've kind of pulled out a little bit. We've played a little bit more with the twos and the threes, getting those guys more and more reps, because they need to play. They haven't played. And it's so much different when you're a backup and you flash and you make a play or two when you're with the twos. Okay, now, you know, you're the guy that we're focusing on. You got to sustain that level of play throughout a whole game. And we call it, you know, you got to carry water. You got to be able to do the work. And that's growing up, as we all know. And so, you know, we're looking for a lot of these guys to take the next step with that, to be able to now take more of these reps be able to handle that for extended periods of time. And so that's where we're growing. But we're young, inexperienced. But the more we can do this, the more we can play and get scrimmage-like environments, the better. So we're going to do that at the spring game on Saturday, just to kind of hit that format. So we'll break up offense and defense, and the first part of that will be thud, you know, for some of the guys who have played a lot of football. But we'll be doing that, and then once that happens, after a few drives, we'll get right into it and we'll be tackling. The quarterbacks will not be live, but everybody else will, and it'll look like a normal spring game.
You mentioned last week that you need to see some defensive tackles step up. Have you seen any growth in that area in terms of building depth there?
There's been flashes, but in order for us to play defense like we did last year, we're going to need those guys to step up more than they have. I think, again, there's ability there, but consistently playing at a certain level is something that's a challenge that I know that Coach Johnson is going to be pushing these guys for over and over again. We need these guys to step up in a big way. I think that guys have gotten better for sure. I think you're seeing it. But in order to be where we need to be next year, there needs to be more and more growth as we move forward.
Dave Holmes, WSYX.
Yeah, Ryan, without fail, the fan base will overreact on Sunday morning to 10 or 15 throws in this game because that's all they're seeing. I guess if you're, Professor Day, and this is the spring semester final exam, what percentage of the grade, how much do you weight a game like that as opposed to what you've seen the last few weeks?
It's a piece. I think about quarterbacks' journeys along the way, and you just take certain guys, now that are in the NFL, and you just start in high school, and then you go to college, and you see their journey, and some guys transfer, and they go somewhere, and then they transfer somewhere else, and they finally play their best football later on, or then maybe some guys go on and play some of their best football in the NFL. It's a process and a journey along the way. So it's hard to make hard and fast decisions sometimes with young players. The key to all of it is them being resilient and learning and growing. And the faster they can learn from their mistakes and get better, the better off they're going to be. And so I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what it's going to look like. But this is just the beginning. I don't know, like you said, like what percentage were there. I can't really tell you. But I know that, these guys all have to continue to grow and get better. And, part of that may be throughout the fall. I don't know. We'll have to see where it goes. But the good news is all three can do it. They physically can do it. They can throw. You've seen them do that before. But it's now playing winning football for us. So the best we can do is put them in game environments. That's our job as coaches. They're still green.
Just a few more. Joey Kaufman, Columbus Dispatch.
Right, with Lincoln and Julian being pretty much neck and neck, is this a competition you expect to go into fall camp, or is there any way to be resolved?
I mean, maybe one of these guys jumps out ahead this week and really, make some separation, which if they do, then they do. But we'll see. We'll kind of see where it goes. And tomorrow will be a big day. But then really Friday is more of a spiders practice. We have our high school clinic here. But then the spring game. So somebody would have to make a significant move here on Tuesday and or Saturday to really make that move to jump ahead.
Stephen Means, Cleveland.com.
Just more of a big picture thing. Whether it's Dwayne, Justin, CJ, I'll throw Kyle in there as well, and even Will, because it does seem like he's left an impact on how you view things. How have each of those guys as a quarterback coach and a former quarterback maybe impacted your view on the position in terms of what's important?
Yeah, you learn because when people say, like, what are you looking for, you don't always have hard and fast answers. It's just like anything else. When you watch something, you use your past experiences to try to identify and project where someone's going to be. There's certainly things that you look at, statistically, analytics that you can look at, completions, grades, all those things are great. But a lot of it is just, looking at it and knowing the position and then, using your past experiences of where guys were in their progression, their mentality, their mindset, their ability. There's just so many things that come into play. So, whether it's those guys here or even when I was in the NFL or, Matt Ryan at Boston College, you try to use all of the different people that you've used in your past to try to identify where these guys are in their process, knowing that everybody's different.
Bill Rabinowitz, Columbus Dispatch.
Another quarterback question. Do you believe that when you leave – when spring practice ends Saturday, that you'll feel good about the position, or do you still have major concerns because of the inexperience?
No, we'll feel good. We'll feel good. We feel great. I don't know. We'll have to see how Tuesday and Saturday goes. But I think we'll definitely feel good coming out of there. I mean, we have good players, and I think, you know, the guys believe that they can do it. It's a growing process.
And final question, Tip May, wall to wall, and 97.1 The Fan.
Thank you, Jerry. There's a million questions, but velocity, the way the defense played on Saturday seemed to be obvious. I mean, to me at times and stuff. How pleased are you about that progress? New guys in a lot of positions over there and stuff. And am I wrong about them playing with some velocity there? And where do you want to see improve on Saturday when people are really watching again?
Well, that's why we went live, to feel that velocity, because there's just a different feel when you're tagging off sometimes on the perimeter, thud, you know. When you're tackling, you're rolling, you're playing fast, and those angles change quickly. So, yeah, I'll say this about this group. They are competitive. They're edgy. They've given great effort. On the field, that has been you know, every practice so far. So that is something that's like a foundation you can build off of. And I think that's been excellent. And I think you saw how hard they were practicing on Saturday. And that's been, now we've condensed this thing down to 4 weeks. So we've been going back to back to back with some of these practices, and they've been physical. So I give the guys a lot of credit. I mean, that's a great jumping off point as a team. Now, if we can just keep building and growing, we'll have something.
Coach, thank you very much.
All right, guys. Thanks. Yep.